children, this is your mother, and we're all here together to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. Aunt Fern is here, and Grandpa's here, and Dad and myself. Here you are again.
Hello, children. This is your dad. We think of you daily and all of your different patterns of living. And now we're sort of wondering what it will be like for John to be away for Christmas. He will, and all three of you now will be in three different continents. And it's hard to imagine what you're each doing at this time of year. We have just finished an exciting move from going through snowstorms to trying to decide where we would live and try to find out what house to live in, and what city to live in. We finally decided to live in Provo, and we looked around today and we found a possible apartment, which we will take temporarily until we can move back into our old home. And we're quite excited about being admitted back into the church and having membership in our family again. We had a nice dinner tonight with we wish you all a Merry Christmas and hope that somehow you can get together with people over there and enjoy the spirit of Christ at this time. And we love you all. This is Dad.
Hello, this is Grandpa. We're here together in our house, and we're sending this message, hoping you'll get to you about Christmas time. So we're trying to stir up a Christmas spirit here. We hope that when it does arrive, that you will all have a good Christmas out in these various countries, which I'm sure will be different than what you see at when here at home. We have been thinking of you for some time, being out around the world, and I suppose when John gets out, you'll have covered most of the important places in the world. I hope you're doing well in the missionary work, and I hope you'll have a good time this Christmas, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Merry Christmas. This is Aunt Fern talking. And we are having Halloween here right now, but we're trying to transplant ourselves or transpose ourselves into the Christmas spirit so that by the time it reaches you, that we will be right there celebrating Christmas. We think of you often, and we know that you're doing a wonderful work, and you're gaining a wonderful testimony, and you're giving much service to our Heavenly Father and His children. And we just hope that you will make use of every moment that you're on your missions, because when the time comes for you to come home, you'll just sort of not want to go because you feel that there's so much to be done. But it'll be more satisfying if when you take advantage of every moment. We appreciate our grandchildren and the wonderful service that they are giving. This is, I don't want to talk too long, because you know, when you get old, you've had so many wonderful experiences that the desire to tell them becomes sweeter as the days go by. So if Grandma and Grandpa talk too long, you will understand. You'll be there someday yourself. Well, a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. This is Aunt Fern signing off.
Hello, this is Dad again. Next day, 5:30 in the morning. We had a nice sleep last night, and I thought I would just add a note or two to the tape before Mom takes it back east. We had, before we left, a kind of nice farewell. The people in the ward giving us a dinner, and the students over on campus, they thought they would really show their appreciation, so they gave me a nice cocktail party and broke out 2 bottles of champagne and I didn't drink, and they were kind of embarrassed, but that was really nice of them to think of it that way. They also gave me a gift, and they treated me to a big Chinese dinner over on campus. So I guess some of the kids over there were appreciative. I enjoyed teaching, and I'm going to miss that aspect of my life. They have a problem in New York. I don't know whether you've been reading the newspapers in the last month or so, but New York is on the verge of bankruptcy, and all the teachers and students want to go on strike or riot or protest or think that the banks are taking advantage of the poor, and they want to surround the rich places and break the windows of the bank and throw out the mayor and the governor and the board of education and anybody that's in an administrative capacity. They're cutting the wages and they're throwing out the telephones and all that, and it's kind of a big mess because they don't have enough money. They've been spending like wild in New York, and they've been getting less income. People have been moving out of the city that have businesses, and the Puerto Ricans and poor people have been moving in. Some of these people are fine people, but 1 million, 1 out of 8 are on welfare. And it's getting to be a serious problem on how to take care of all these people, and New York isn't able to do it. President Ford said that maybe the courts ought to take over New York and just rule it from a police state point of view. These people said they'd go on strike, and it's going to be a mini revolution there. It sounds like communist state. And we're glad to get out of that kind of environment.
I think you as missionaries will have the opportunity to preach good principles that we have to work to earn a living and to live by law and respect the authorities and to live by decency and kindness and love, and love is what makes the world go round, and the principles of love, not only in words but in deed, and kindness and thoughtfulness and belief and faith in God, and these are the things that make for a good life, and not what's in it for me type of thing that so many people are looking for. We hope that you can demonstrate affection for people. You always have to be guarded against too much affection, but show your affection and concern and genuine interest in people. Lift people, show them to find the good things. Don't criticize, or they're all going to have things to overcome, and you don't always have to point those things out. Only when you feel it, it will be to their good. But some things you can overlook and just build for their good things, and teach them how to be loyal to the church and participate and to show thoughtfulness for others. And above all, to believe in Christ, that his message is a good one, and that he gives hope for all of us in the future. We all have the opportunity for repentance, and no one knows that better than I. And sometimes it takes a long time. And tell them about what Christ can do for us to build us in love. And I want to tell you that I have a great deal of love for you folks, not only affection, but I have admiration. And, well, I guess true love involves both affection and respect. And I have only the best respect for humanity and Utah. Always done the right thing. I have a spirit with you of faith. And I hope that in your periods of discouragement, when people don't do things that they're supposed to do, and sometimes long periods between baptisms, that you remember that Christ is watching and is interested and is going to sustain you in these long periods, and try to have the courage and the strength to lift your roommate, which you'll always have, and look at the bright side of life and try to find out what you can do each day to lift somebody, not only strangers but people in the branches and people that you've already contacted. Sometimes through letters, sometimes through phone calls, sometimes through visits, but particularly the ones that are around you, help to lift them and help them overcome their problems, but to overcome their burdens. If they're sick or if they're having family problems or problems of feeling that they're of little worth, give them a boost when you get the chance. I think we have so much opportunities in this life to give to others, and you too have a great opportunity, which converting people, although it's a formal process, it's a process that will lift people here on earth, give them something great to live by, but more important, something that gives them the gateway to eternal progress. After all, when you die, you can say you raised a family, you did this and that, but you'll always have a plus if you've got a convert, that you've changed the pattern of living and the gateway to eternal progress, which is much longer than the few years we're here on earth. As Christ said, and you've heard so many times, if you baptize just one, how great is your reward in heaven. If you have a chance to do more than that, so much is greater is your reward. Keep happy. Enjoy the lighter side of missionary work. Enjoy the culture and the different patterns that you see. But be sure and remember that Christ loves you, and we love you, and that we feel that you're doing a marvelous work. This is Dad signing off.
Merry Christmas. This is John, and I'm sick, but that won't get me down. I've got a fever, and I missed the Steak Young Adult Fireside tonight, which is really a drag. Today at Fast Sunday, Mom bore a testimony, and Judy bore a testimony, and I bore my testimony. It was really neat. There's an article, Tom, in the Church News this time about Mormon youth and their last concert about America, and it's going to be broadcast next year during the bicentennial on PBS, and you'll be able to see it, but I won't. As far as I know, the language training mission is going to be in Provo and not Hawaii, but it would be neat if it was in Hawaii because it's a lot warmer than Provo is during December and January. I'm really glad that I'm going to Thailand, and if you have any suggestions or hints about that language training mission, you better get them to me quick so I can have them. I don't have any gift to give you for Christmas, but I want you to know that I really love each one of you, and I pray for you so that you do good on your mission. And I know that Heavenly Father blesses you and protects you in ways that you can't tell. I'm thankful for my testimony of the gospel. I know that the gospel is true, and I know that our family's been especially guided and directed during these past couple of weeks. Dad being able to come back into the church, Dad getting a job, and us selling the house, and even me getting my admission call. It's pretty neat. It's neat to read your letters, keep them coming, and I hope to be able to write you once in a while. I don't know how often I'll be able to, but I'll try and do my best. There's a new program at the LTM. It's supposed to be almost all individual study, and you're assigned a tutor. Another policy is that they don't allow parents to see their kids off at, or anybody to see the missionaries off at the airport anymore. It's a new policy because they had too many whole wards and branches going off to see them off, and it was causing too much problems at the airport. And they couldn't say some could come and some couldn't. And so they had to restrict everybody, which is kind of a drag, but that's the way it is. It's going to be neat to go out to Utah and see everybody, all my friends. And this weekend, I'm going to the Washington Temple to receive my endowments. That's going to be great, too. And another great thing is that I only have 2 more weeks of work. And that'll be a blessing to be through with that. I'm grateful for all these things and for you. This tape's going to run out pretty soon. But wish you a Merry Christmas. I hope you wish me one, because I'm going to have mine in the LTM, which could have its ups and downs, probably, but it's going to be different. But I'll be back for school, which is a good thing, and I'll be back for the Christmas in 1977, so buy me a present. This is John, and I don't know what to say. I guess I better just say goodbye and God bless you.
And off the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas. night. Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll be down in history.
You just heard was a piano duet by Amy and Judy. Amy on the top hand, Judy on the left hand, and the gorgeous voice you heard that sang the solo was your poor old mom. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope that you're getting the Christmas spirit with all our efforts the 1st of November to try and make a Christmas tape.
Hello, Marilyn and Tom. Judy. I'm glad to go out to Utah and Provo to be with my friends again. I'm glad we can live in our old house on mission. How are you doing on your mission? I'm doing fine here. Do you think that maybe you could write some letters to me? Sorry I haven't been writing you very often, but I bore my testimony today. And boy, did everybody thank me, and did everybody compliment on it, almost the whole ward. Kind of sad to move, too, because I'll miss all my friends out here, kind of the way that I missed all my friends out in Utah. Should we send you some more flea collars, or don't you have any fleas out there? But, you think in your letter that you could tell me how many people you converted and how many times that you've gone over discussions with people and how many times doors have been shut in your face? Well, I hope that doesn't happen to me very often. And I go on.
And
did you go on a mission, Judy?
Yep.
I didn't know that. When did you decide to go on a mission?
I don't know. I hope to go on a mission.
Where do you want to go? South Africa?
Nope.
Hawaii?
Nope.
Where? Alaska?
Nope. France? Yeah. Utah.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to get the house sold and all these people coming. Right when we were eating dinner today, this real estate man came. Well, I miss you a lot, and I keep on wondering what you're doing out there. It seems like I never even knew you before, because you've been away so long. Hope you have a nice time. Oh, I'm going to go to Wasatch. Cool. And I might even be in Colleen's recess.
Who's Colleen?
Colleen? Don't you remember Colleen, Tom? I guess Mom doesn't. She's my friend out in Utah.
What's your last name?
Madison.
Oh. What ward do you go to?
I'm going to go to Oak Hills Fourth Ward.
Who are you
going
to miss when you leave here?
Who am I going to miss? I'm going to miss Leslie, Tracy, and all my friends.
Who are those?
Leslie and Tracy Evans, the Bishop's daughter. And they are really fun to play with. I just been up there this afternoon. I think they're going to miss me, too.
What were you for Halloween?
Oh, I was a cheerleader for Halloween. Remember I was a mascot? great and turned warden. Amy was a cheerleader. Yep, but when my costume about froze to death. Froze to death.
What was Amy?
Amy was Raggedy Ann, and her friend Lisa was Andy.
What did she do to her nose?
I was gonna say that. Well, I'll let Amy tell you what she did to her nose, and how she, much candy she got for Halloween. I love you lots. Bye, here's Amy.
Hello, Tom and Marilyn. This is Amy. I guess that you've heard by now that we're going to move back to Provo, Utah. I'm really excited to move back there. But I'm going to be in Fair Junior High, and I'm kind of scared because I don't know where all the classes are, and I'm going to meet new friends and everything. But I guess that I'll get used to it after a while. And on Saturday night, my friends, they held a surprise going away party for me. And it was lots of fun. My friends at school. There was Lisa Kahn, Marcy DiFidelli. She's the one who held it, and she's really rich. And a couple of other friends. And during the middle of it, they gave me a present. And it was a Timex watch, and it's really pretty. The band of it is velvet, black velvet, and it has a gold circle. It's really nice. And for Halloween, I was Raggedy Ann, and Lisa Kahn, who lives up the street, was Raggedy Andy, and it was really fun. And we had to paint our noses red, and when it came...
With lipstick?
Yeah, red lipstick. And when it came time to take it off, it stayed on, and I couldn't get it off.
She looked like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And so, like, for a day and almost a half, it was all red, and it looked funny. But then it just wore off after a while. We're supposed to talk for 5 minutes. It's only been, like, two. At our school we had a Halloween party, and everybody in the whole class was supposed to dress up, except for Lisa Kahn, this other girl, and I were the only ones who dressed up, and we had to bob for apples, and our teacher she bobbed for apples, but she didn't get it, and her face got all red because she was so embarrassed because her face was all wet and everything. It was funny.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want 10 speed and gerbils.
Gerbils and 10 speed?
Yeah.
What did you want? What did me?
Yeah, what did Judy want for Christmas?
Well, I wanted a watch.
Okay.
And I wanted my chain to get fixed on Amy's old bicycle that she gave me. And I finally learned how to ride, too.
Are you guys going to bring us back some souvenirs from Italy and Ecuador? I hope so.
Amy's got the giggles today.
It's almost been 5 minutes. Well, I hope you have a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, and I guess for once, well, for a long time, we'll have a white Christmas. I'm looking forward to a white Christmas, and we'll send you some snow, okay? And I love you lots. And this is Amy. Bye.
Hi, kid. This is you. So how have things been going with you? We really missed it. Seems weird with two people gone. Pretty soon John's going to be gone, too. Mom even commented on how weird it seems already. This Christmas will seem especially weird with just me and Amy and Judy. And if you know anybody out there who would like a dog, just tell me. I guess we could send it over. Because I don't think Jackie wants Trevor. Mom doesn't like Trevor. get rid of the map here. I'm really gonna miss it out here. Even though I'm moving back to Provo. But you know, I guess I'll get used to it. It's been for a long time. What do you guys do for Christmas? Do you guys do anything special? Like in Italy, what is the custom? In Ecuador, do they even celebrate Christmas? Or do they have a different kind of Santa Claus or what? I couldn't believe it. Last night, Amy and Judy are so excited for Christmas already that they were playing Christmas records, and it's only the 2nd of November. Imagine what it's going to be like the day before Christmas. They'll probably be so excited that they won't be able to sit still. Out here, the weather's been so weird. It's really funny, because one day will be really, really cold, about freezing, it seems like, and the next day it will be up in the 70s and warm and beautiful, and I guess it just can't exactly make up its mind. They're having all these parties for Mom and the ward. It's really funny. They're having a luncheon for her, and they announced it all these times. And they're having a whole open house for all the Fletchers on Sunday, and they keep making this big deal. It probably makes all those people who just leave every day feel bad. You know, they make such a big fuss over us. Because I know the Bignalls have been trying to leave for all this time, and they haven't even had a little party even. But I